This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is the evening edition with Lynn and Calvin. Earlier, we were addressing the performance of ministers. Up next, what one minister would like to have done. Youth and Sports Minister Syed Saddiq Syed Abdul Rahman believes that esports is perhaps one of the answers to boost the tourism sector.
So he gave an example of Dota 2, the KL Major Tournament, which attracted the attention of thousands of local and overseas fans. He also thinks that this can attract the interest of ASEAN youths. So this isn't the first time he's making a case for esports. Back in August, Saddiq promised to transform Malaysia into an esports powerhouse in Asia.
So he stressed that the government was committed to ensuring that esports would not be sidelined and continue to focus on several plans that had been drawn up, going on to outline the three main factors that the development plan would focus on in terms of empowering the Malaysian Esports Association, namely forging strategic alliances with video game companies and creating an esports league starting from the grassroots level.
He also said that he would prefer that his ministry take a step back when it comes to state-level esports development, believing that overregulation could slow down its progress.
So, is this the first time that we're having a sports minister referring to esports as falling under his portfolio and taking it so seriously?
I don't think so. I think the last administration also was more or less serious about it. I think they at one point messed around with the idea of introducing esports as a subject in schools. But, you know, we wanted to introduce a whole host of other things in school. It didn't materialize, of course.
There's no denying, of course, that the market for esports worldwide is growing and that if we were to kind of try and join it competitively, we would be middle of the pack, perhaps even a little further behind. A lot of other countries have taken it on.
Also, to be fair, I think what needs to be done also is an explanation or a better understanding of what it would entail, right? It's not just about playing a video game professionally, but it could also involve a whole host of other things. Today, if you just go on YouTube, people for some reason today like to watch other people playing games. I do that in my spare time. I like to watch people play games.
When you say for some reason, you know the reason.
I know the reason why. It's just fun, you know. You get to participate in someone else's activity without actually having to be there. There's also other job opportunities that come with being in esports, right? Talent management, team management, and helping organize these massive tournaments that are taking place all over the world.
Neither of us are actually actively involved in esports, though. So we need to have a community perspective. Let's cross over now to Wan Amirul, a writer over at Gamer Matters. Amirul, thank you for joining us. You've expressed some concerns about the direction that this is taking. What is your main point of contention with the amount of focus and priority that Sports and Youth Minister Syed Saddiq is placing on esports?
Well, I think my point of contention is that he seems to be talking about it from a sort of angle that he doesn't quite understand what's going on. Another games journalist, Ken Leandra from Kaku Chopre, has brought this up a lot, that he seems to be very focused on profit margins and talks about how it can be productive. And I think that's what's the most harmful with that approach, because I think that doesn't develop a good esports ministry. It gets people rich in the short term. That one line he said about how Malaysia needs to develop their own esport, I think that's the dangerous line. Because I think no one knows what the next big esports is going to be. Like, many games companies have tried to make the next big esport, and it's so far never gone well. There's this one game called Evolve that got quite a bit of marketing. It says, oh, it's going to be the next big game that everyone's going to play. And it wasn't. It's dead. The community for it is dead. Meanwhile, like, we had the Dota 2 KL Major recently. Dota 2 is a game developed from a mod for another game. So, you know, good esports can come from anywhere. But the worst thing you can do is throw a bunch of money and expect it to work. I think that's what's dangerous here.
And is that the kind of mistake that has been made in the past?
Well, not specifically in esports, but I feel like it's definitely a dangerous mentality. Not just in Malaysia, I feel, because in the games industry itself has no shortage of people who think throwing money at a problem will fix it.
Right, so Syed Saddiq has outlined three main factors that the development plan would focus on. I'm just going to quickly read them out. The first is to empower the Malaysian Esports Association. Second is to forge strategic alliances with video game companies. And third is to create an esports league starting from the grassroots level. What do you think of this as a starting point?
I think starting with a grassroots league is probably a masterstroke. That's like I hadn't heard about that prior to this, but that sounds really, really good actually. Because the problem is with esports, you have these teams, right? A lot of the times you have these big teams with sponsors and stuff, and it feels like people only ever talk to them. But actually, if you want esports to be sustainable, you need to talk to the people who don't have big sponsors, you know? Even if we look like outside of esports, like you could develop the video games industry in Malaysia as a whole, because I think Malaysians has a lot of talent as both gamers and developers. Like we have groups, many groups of people who could do a lot of good in the video games industry, but, you know, for whatever reason, don't.
So what have been some of the obstacles for players as well as developers? Is it a lack of support by way of funding or exposure? And would that 10 million ringgit allocation in Budget 2019 help to resolve some of these issues?
I think there's cultural stigma is definitely there because, you know, we have a lot of people who go like, even now when the budget first announced that there was going to be 10 million for esports, we said that I heard people saying things like, are you sure we should be putting 10 million to esports? Like, you know, they view it as a children's thing because it's playing video games. But the truth is it's just as valid as any other sport. It's just you don't get rippling biceps from playing Dota 2 all day. You could say a better PR campaign for esports would be good, I guess.
Ryan, to your knowledge, has there been enough engagement with experts within the gaming industry on how to develop esports, especially in a healthy and sustainable way?
It seems like I don't think he has talked to many like non-sponsor people when it comes to esports, because it's very evident in the way he talks. It's always about if this is going to make us money. But that's not sports. If people made football the same way, where you only talked about ticket sales and tourism instead of, you know, giving sports scholarships and stuff. I do have a circle of more knowledgeable people who do comment on these issues quite a bit. They always seem to imply that then they're not the ones being consulted for these decisions. So you have to wonder who is being consulted for a lot of these decisions.
And having said that, though, I mean, what's the overall sentiment about Syed Saddiq's plans to develop the industry? Is this something that the gaming community as a whole is excited about?
Definitely, definitely. I know I sound like a harsh critic, but it's more like when you're 90% of the way there and you just kind of go off at the last 10%. It's that kind of frustration, you know? It's like, no, you could stick this landing beautifully and get a tens across the board. But I can speak for a good amount of us when we say that, yeah, the whole idea that the government is looking more into esports is a great idea in the long run. Just we need to fine-tune the details, you know, we need to iron out some of the details.
Amirul, thank you for weighing in. That was one Amirul, a writer at Gamer Matters, with his thoughts on Syed Saddiq's plans so far on the development of esports. We would like to know what you think as well. Do you see a potential for growth here? Would you like to see Malaysia at the forefront? You can call us. Well, calling is a little bit short on time. You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Also tweet us at BFM Radio.
We have a message from
Bing.
Bing, hold on, yeah?
I can read that message. He said, please check the teams and their funding. Are funds clean? There is a market for online viewing, but not too much physical as it merely attracts 5K at most in a stadium. Where is the exponential growth in the arrival for tourism? You are too naive.
We also have a message from Teo. The last time we tried to promote snooker, it didn't end well.
There is that. Keep it here on the Evening Edition BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.